Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Colorful charts and graphs from my friends at the National Weather Service can only mean one thing.
This means that there's a snow a-coming. What? When?
Well, I got two things I need to tell you.
Okay.
One is probably for a smaller portion of this audience. If you're doing any traveling into Western Illinois, specifically if you're headed towards Chicago.
Okay.
This evening, be prepared. There's a chance of some freezing drizzle in kind of that, once you get to 80, 88 area.
Uh-huh.
Just put the pin in that one.
What time are you talking? Because I know a guy that's going to Chicago today.
6 p.m. to midnight.
Okay.
But it's the snow. So the last couple of days, they've had some flurry graphics on Saturday night.
Yeah, but it was flurry.
One to two inches, maybe.
I'm not worried about it.
60% chance. That was 2 days ago. As of this morning, it's now a 90% chance of a snowmaker coming through again.
Again?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area. At least two, up to maybe four. Small potential of 6 inches.
Oh, my.
And this is going to be a drier snow coming through. So just be forewarned that another snowmaker looks like it's coming through. Not nearly at the levels that came through after Thanksgiving, but a 2 to 4, 4 to 6 inch snow event could be happening Saturday night into Sunday. Just be prepared.
If that's the case.
Yes.
Can I just ask for some like salt, ice, sandy stuff to go down on some of the side streets? Because it's already ice.
It is ice. We were just grabbing coffee yesterday, local coffee shop, and just to walk from the car to the front door.
Treacherous.
Was not the safest move.
Yeah. There's some ice there on the streets and parking lots and whatever. And it's like, oh, we already have that. And then you add a little bit of snow on top of that.
Yes.
That could be a very slicky, slidey situation Saturday night.
Most of the timing is Saturday night. So all your Saturday plans, I think you're good to go. We've got tree lightings and city lightings, and Marion's got stuff going on tonight. The Five Seasons lights at the McGrath.
Yes.
You're good tonight. City tree lighting, you're good. Cedar Rapids, I would just say 7 o'clock Saturday to about 1 o'clock Sunday morning.
So we'll get that light in. And
yes. Now, could be a church service or two impacted Sunday morning. Keep an eye out for that. But yeah, 2 to 4, 4 to 6 inches possible.
Well,
coming up Saturday night into Sunday. That's just some new information as we are getting into work
this
morning.
This is on me because just yesterday I was
Why is this on you?
Well, I was driving and even though it was super, super cold yesterday, I was like, gosh, I hope this snow doesn't melt and we have a brown Christmas. It's nice that it's at least white for Christmas.
You're the one who not only wanted it to stay, you must have implied you wanted more.
I didn't mean to imply more. I just, let's keep the stuff that we have.
Mother Nature misunderstood.
Oh, Mother, listen to me, Mother.
Will we have enough that it will stay all the way through Christmas? Is that a meteorological question?
Well, and this is a Rebecca Kuppelman meteorologist question.
Yeah.
It feels like weather gets stuck in patterns. Like we had a big snowmaker last Saturday, and then we have like a little snowmaker this.
Do you feel like every weekend
there's going to be a little something on a Saturday? That is my question.
It's a good question.
Like,
no, that is a great question.
We're in the Matrix and we can't get out of the Matrix.
There's a glitch.
Yeah.
Just that red dressed woman keeps walking by.
Which pill do I need to take? Red pill, blue pill? Tell me.
I take a brown liquid drink is what I take. And then I don't worry about it.
Not a doctor, but
I'm not a doctor, but I will give you
prescribe.
Advice.
Thank you.
It's called an old fashioned.
Oh.
And you know what? Your worries go away.
Thanks, doc.
Until you wake up the next day.
And this is a little annoying since you were just talking about snow for Saturday night. Pantone unveiled the color of the year for 2026. This is the color that, you know, will be in all of our wall decorations, our home decor, the clothes that we wear. This is the color. And the color for 2026 is Cloud Dancer.
So white?
Yeah, it's white. 99.9% of people look at the color and they're like, oh, it's white.
The color of the year for 2026 is white?
White. Pantone describes it like this. Cloud Dancer is a lofty white neutral whose aerated presence acts as a whisper of calm and peace in a noisy world. it symbolizes a calming influence in a society rediscovering the value of quiet reflection.
So you're telling me Pantone just wants us all to calm the F down?
Everybody just calm down.
Calm down, says Pantone.
Pantone thinks they can do it with one color. By denying us color, they're going to calm us down. You think I'm going to calm down when you say there's no color of the year? You just give us white?
I'm walking in looking for color. You're not giving me color, and now you've agitated me.
This is an insult, people. An insult.
White?
People are not having a very good reaction to this color. Somebody described it as toilet paper. It's just, it's not being received well. I don't know if Pantone goes back to the drawing board and
they can't. It's out.
You need a backup.
You can't
color.
Put that paint back in the can?
They have to, because I know that they've done two colors before.
You think they've got a backup?
Backup color! You have a quarterback? You have a backup quarterback. Give us the backup!
Do you think it's black?
Oh, my God.
Do you think it's the direct opposite?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Do you think it is?
Quite possibly, yes.
Or
another shade of off-white?
Ecru. It's eggshell. No! That's not what we meant.
Tea-stained teeth.
Ooh, tea-stained teeth. Mm.
It reminds you of what your teeth look like after a cup of a hot tea.
Thanks. Dentists everywhere are like, oh, you should really not drink all that, you know.
Now,
stains.
If you were making paint for a dental office, this is actually a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah.
Put swatches on the wall. And we're like, Doc, what color are my teeth right now? And what color could they be? They're like, please look at the Pantone colors on my dentist wall.
You'd like it to be Cloud Dancer, but right now you're in tea stain. So.
This is tea stain.
Sorry.
Just four whitening sessions for $1,000 each. We'll move you over to Cloud Dancer.
Gonna have such white teeth in 2026.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I can't help it. I have been patiently waiting for my moment. I feel like everybody else has had their moment, and I haven't had my moment yet, and it's bugging me, frankly. I have been waiting patiently for my turn to go downtown and see Theater Cedar Rapids Frozen.
In the history of Theater Cedar Rapids, yeah. They've never done a show with so many productions, and they keep adding more shows. That's
yes.
How popular Frozen is.
Which, thank goodness, because I felt like I was right on it, getting my tickets, you know, when you should be getting your tickets, and still it was like, well, nope, those tickets, we can't get five together. That's too many people. I'm like, oh, man. So it was, I got my tickets. I got my spot. But I felt like figuring out when tickets were available and when my schedule was open was kind of a difficult thing to do. So,
but you found some time.
Found some time. We're going tonight.
Party of five?
Party of five. We're going to watch the show. And I was just talking to a mom yesterday at dance class. And she's like, my daughter says she only likes Frozen this much. And she put her little fingers together very closely. She doesn't like it very much. But we went to see the onstage version of Frozen, and she loved it. Which, to me, a child reviewer,
that's the best review.
The most honest review you can get.
Yeah, if they didn't like it, they would tell you.
Exactly. A child will tell you first off. And she's like, she really, really loved it and wants to go again.
I mean, you've got to suspend the belief, right? Because, for example, we know the actor playing Olaf.
Mm-hmm.
He's puppeteering it. So
yeah.
You have to believe the puppet's talking while also watching a human talk.
Yes.
But if you could get past that, and the magic of the theater, you're good to go.
But that puppet is so good.
It's so cool.
I can't wait to see the reindeer.
Came from a puppet shop in off of Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're going next Friday.
Big time stuff.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Frozen TCR. Well, yeah, it's about the holiday season. I want to talk a second about the Merry Map. This is at KZIA.com.
Yeah.
This is where we are keeping track of the coolest light displays in our area. But the way we keep track of those light displays is by asking the people with the light displays to add their addresses.
Sure.
Now, I have been privy to some information of three light displays, one in Eric's Washington, Iowa.
What?
One in Coralville and one in Riverside.
Okay.
And I'm privy to this information because it was posted on the internet. It was on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
so they were asking people, hey, come see our lights.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the guy who was doing it, I went to high school with.
Oh.
In fact, he lived five houses down from me.
Okay.
So here's the question,
yeah.
Ethically speaking.
Yeah.
I have his name and his address.
Yes.
Do I put it on the Merry Map and not tell him?
Heck yes.
Or do I tell him?
Heck yes.
You said yes to both.
Yes. Yes, and you don't have to tell him.
I don't have to tell him.
It would be nice if you did, but you don't have to. He posted it.
That is a
public forum.
Yes,
you
it's public.
Good. No, take it.
I don't need to ask permission to post his three addresses.
No. We also,
on the Mary map.
We also did the Erie address book for people now have like Halloween displays.
Yes.
And I knew in my neighborhood that I've got somebody like two blocks over. They're not like my neighbor. I don't know their names.
Sure.
But I know of them and they have like a haunted house. So I put it up there.
All right.
They publish, like they have a sign at the, you know, busy intersection.
I'm putting it up.
Yeah. This is.
I'm doing it.
Even bigger than posting a sign. This is on the internet and that's forever.
How can I get in trouble for spreading holiday cheer?
You can't.
It's impossible.
Well. We'll see.
We'll see.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Morning Scramble knows one thing. We know
business.
Casual briefs. The new data center complex by QTS, the one of two currently being built right now in Cedar Rapids, has a new price tag. Originally, that was a $750 million project. It is now a $1.7 billion project, according to new documents filed with the city and the state of Iowa.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Hey, what do we know? We know
business.
Casual briefs. Iowa State University receiving approval from the Board of Regents earlier this week to move ahead with that new commercial development known as SciTown, just north of Jack Trice Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
They already have some leases. It looks like they're going to get a food and beverage anchor. Two office and retail buildings, an amphitheater, hotel they're still working on.
Okay.
SciTown development
That's
projected.
Hard for some reason, the hotel part.
Well, you've got to, first of all of these take a lot of money to build. So then you have to figure out when you're going to make that money back, right? And there's interest in all of that. And then you have to guess how people are going to be traveling and what they'll be paying. Yeah.
But I
Hotels
have to
are
imagine.
Risky investments.
But for them,
it should be fine.
It'll and be booked. It'll happen.
There's also, because Cedar Rapids went through this as well.
Yes.
The game of, we know we want a hotel. Who's the best flag or the brand, right? Who has the most points that they give out?
Yeah.
Who has the best traveler program?
Okay.
So I think it's more in the lines of it's happening. It's just they need to pick the right partner.
Who's it going to be?
For that hotel at SciTown. That development projected to generate $184 million in net revenue to the university over the next 30 years. We go from business casual briefs to some sports shorts. Okay. Bowl season is upon us. Iowa State not in any playoffs for their leagues this weekend. We will know on Sunday where they are going bowling.
Sunday for sure.
Yes. Iowa State right now looks like you're headed to Phoenix to play Minnesota in the Rate Bowl.
The Rate Bowl.
The Rate Bowl, December 26th. Now, footnote.
Okay.
Word's out that Matt Campbell is being wooed.
I saw this rumor.
To Penn State. And actually met, or at least people met yesterday. So I don't know if it's going to be the almighty dollar that pulls him away. He has turned that program around in Ames. So that's just, and I'm sure Iowa State fans are deeper into that rabbit hole than I am.
I just saw
a few headlines.
Yeah.
But would Minnesota and Iowa State play without Iowa State's head coach? I don't know. Just something to look into. As far as the Hawkeyes, by the way, my source on all of this is Scott Docterman, Gazette sports writer, formerly. Now he works for The Athletic. It looks like most people are putting Iowa back in Tampa in the ReliaQuest Bowl. We used to call it the Outback Bowl.
Yep.
It's been 7 years since we've been there.
Really?
Looks like we would play Vanderbilt. Which, by the way, just a fan talking here.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see an Iowa-Vanderbilt series come out of this. Vanderbilt's in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine a preseason where, like, they would come to us, and then the next season we'd go to them, and back and forth, and
That'd
back and forth.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But looks like if you were placing a bet on where Iowa's going to bowl, it's going to be ReliaQuest, which is Florida, which is Tampa. That game is December 31st. The Iowa State game would be December 26th.
Okay.
That is what the pundit is saying there. What's got us feeling all right? You've got Rudolph, you've got Frosty, you've got Dominic the Donkey, and now I introduce you to Coco, the family-saving bunny.
Aw, Coco!
A Northeast Atlanta woman says her pet rabbit saved her family from a house fire on Black Friday. Coco, the family's bunny, began jumping up and down in its cage. It got very, 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 very agitated. And they heard it, and something just didn't seem right.
What is it, Coco?
Woke them up, alerted them something was wrong. There was a fire on the back porch.
Uh-oh.
Firefighters, by the way, want to let everybody know they had a fire going in like a metal container, and it wasn't fully extinguished.
Oh.
That's what caught the house on fire.
Yikes.
Everybody gets out. There are three people. There's the homeowner, there's their sister, and their 92-year-old mom.
Oh, my gosh.
This, by the way, is all before 5 in the morning.
Oh.
Fire was called in. Heavy damage on the backside of the house. No injuries reported. Everybody okay. Coco the bunny, by the way, was an abandoned bunny they found on the property when they started renovating the house in the backyard, the same area that caught fire.
That is so sweet.
That's magical.
Oh.
Coco the bunny, credited for saving a family of three in Atlanta last Friday. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Oh no, I'm drowning in a sea of paper here. Google released their top trending searches of 2025.
And you printed each and every one of them?
I did them all.
I've trained you well.
I didn't do all. I only looked at entertainment. Okay? I honed in. We search everything. Anything you want to know, you just Google it, right? And we're very
stupid?
Yes. I was like, what's a nice way of saying stupid? Not smart?
Well, there's the curious side.
Yes.
But then there's the, like, how didn't you know that and you had to Google that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
It does give me pause and concern for my fellow person.
I got rid of some of those things. But on the entertainment side of things, what were the buzz things that people were talking about, wanting to know about? When, in terms of people, the number one person people were like, who the heck is that? Was New York City Mayor-elect Zohan Mamdani.
That makes total sense.
I was confused because also within that, you know, you got Pope Leo the 14th.
Yeah.
There's some, you know, who is that? And then there's a separate category just for deaths.
Did so-and-so die, or once they die, people look them up?
Yes.
A little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's just their name is all I have in terms of, it's like the category is death. In terms of death, Charlie Kirk, people wanted to know information about that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then that Gene Hackman death was so mysterious. People wanted to know a lot about that. Movies, number one movie people were talking about in 2025.
Demon Hunters, right?
Yes!
Yeah, got
it. K-pop Demon Hunters. Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so
Probably,
much.
Again, you hear about it, and then you're like, I'm not seeing it at theaters. What is this thing everybody's talking about?
Yes.
That's a smart search. That's not a dumb search.
Number one song. In terms of music, what were we looking at?
For searching?
Yeah.
I would either go back to K-pop Demon Hunters.
That's a good guess, but
that
you're wrong.
Wasn't the most searched?
No. Golden was number three, so I'll give you a half point for that.
Give me an artist. Do you mind?
Taylor Swift.
So anything off of Life of a Showgirl?
Basically, most of them were Life of a Showgirl, but the number one was Wood. People wanted to look at the lyrics.
What are the lyrics of Wood?
What was she saying? What was he saying?
That's so creative.
Huh? What did she say? And then there's also a feature that's called Hum to Search.
There is?
Yeah, you can just hum it to Google, and then they'll like, what is that song? I heard it. It's like, And Golden did win that one. Oh, my kids keep singing a song. It goes like this.
Can I give Google a $1 million idea right now?
What's that?
I'm going to make the sound my car makes.
Yes.
And you tell me what's wrong with
What's wrong with my car? It goes,
yeah. Clunk to clunk to search.
Yes.
It's that a clunk to clunk to clunk.
I am with you on that. That is a genius idea. And all you have to do is hold up your phone to the actual car.
Exactly.
Oh, love it. Okay. We might know exactly when Taylor Swift is getting married. And it's all thanks to the New York Post sleuthing. Taylor wants to get married to Travis Kelce.
On?
June 13th. 13th makes total sense.
Well, she does like that number.
She loves the number 13.
And you always want to be a June bride, right?
I think so. I mean, it's like springy.
Now, we presume that's
summer.
A Saturday. Do you need me to get to a calendar quickly?
Please get to a calendar.
I'm working on it.
June 13th of 2026.
Is a Saturday.
Is a Saturday. Perfect.
Yes.
Initial reports were that she was going to get married at that Rhode Island estate, right? We were talking about what a great time to be her neighbor, huh? Plans changed. We know that she was going with that June 13th date because the plans changed, and she decided on a nearby venue called Ocean House.
Where's this?
Ocean House is somewhere near Rhode Island, by Rhode Island, but another couple already had that date. But she's Taylor Swift, so she offered them cash for their wedding date, and they agreed. That's how we got the date.
I would have held out for three offers.
In the...
Knowing she would have offered more money each time.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Just good negotiation.
Just go back and forth.
And then I also would have went back to wherever you are honeymooning, we get to go with you.
And we get to go. And you are now our friend. You are our couple friend.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I would have negotiated a dinner.
No kidding.
Yeah. Meet and greet.
A year of dinners.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Lifetime tickets.
We have Sunday night dinners. Okay, fine. Brunch. I don't care.
Whatever works for you.
Whatever. Now, we always listen to the Queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey, when it comes to when is it time to start celebrating the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
She tells us it's not time yet, or it's time.
She makes that call.
Yeah. She makes us wait until after Halloween, but there is another Christmas cat who begs to differ. Michael Bublé.
Velvet-toned Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé. He also has some Christmas songs.
I always picture him going to bed in velvet pajamas.
Velvet or silk?
Velvets. Velvet pajamas.
Crushed or uncrushed?
Well, it goes into bed uncrushed, but you know.
But it's in pajamas. They end up crushed.
The velvet pajamaed body of Michael Christmas Bublé.
Michael Christmas.
When does he say we can start?
So he is... He knows business just like we do.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not going to lie. We should start listening to Christmas music in June. It would be really great for my streaming revenue.
Good for you, Michael Bublé.
Yes, you go, Bublé.
Do you know how many pairs of velvet pajamas he could buy if he has more money?
Just be honest. I want to make more money. Listen to his songs in June. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
May I... casually blind you today with some science.
Casually blind me?
Well, just briefly. Well, like, I don't want it temporarily.
It's not a full-on blinding.
It's kind of like when you look at the sun accidentally for a second.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And then you
like,
got to blink a couple times and then you're fine.
So is it like light on the nerdiness or light on the newsiness?
None of the above. I just want to, I don't want to permanently blind you with science.
Don't worry about me.
I want to casually blind you.
What if I want to be blinded by science?
Do you want to be blinded with science? Do you?
Bit,
fine.
Bit.
Sit down. Science coming.
Ah!
Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Prepare to be blinded by science. The last full moon of 2025, which was a super moon, was last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you think it was bigger and brighter, it was because it was closer to Earth. On average, the moon is 238,855 miles away, but we all knew that.
Of course.
But last night, it was roughly 17,000 miles closer.
Oh, wow.
Last night was the third supermoon of 2025, commonly known as the cold moon. It's the arrival of Arctic air in North America.
I felt it.
Other names for that last moon include the Wintermaker moon, Long Night moon, Moon of Popping Trees, and Little Spirit moon.
Popping trees?
Yeah, I don't know where they come from. I like, just read them.
Pop and the leaves are gone, maybe?
Moon of the Popping Trees.
I don't know.
The crackle of the ice on the branches?
Maybe.
It's stick season. When is the first full moon of 2026, Claire? The Wolf Moon.
Wolf Moon.
January 3rd.
Let me say it.
Okay, fine. When are the super moons of 2026?
After the Wolf Moon, then you get the Blue Corn Moon.
Sure, go on.
And
the Merry Month of May Moon.
The Strawberry Moon.
The
Strawberry Fields.
Forever. The full moons of... October,
November,
and December. Let me say it.
Okay.
The three supermoons next year will be one in October, one in November, one in December. They will each occur within 48 hours of perigee, when the orbit of the moon is nearest to the Earth. Those three, October, November, December, will qualify as supermoons.
Of course.
I don't need to tell you that.
You don't need to tell me. I know about the moons.
Happy 30th birthday to Nintendo DS, Xbox, PlayStation.
It's either Xbox or PlayStation.
Three?
It's not Nintendo.
Lock it in.
Play Xbox.
Xbox?
Play.
PlayStation.
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 Yes. Yes, I got it. Do it right away. I know the moons.
Happy 30th birthday, Sony's PlayStation. Back when it came out, the number one gaming system at the time was the Sega Saturn.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
Sega and Nintendo were really going after kids. So Sony is like, we're going to go to teens and young adults. Now think about it. The first games, kind of like sexy digital women.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil. Both of those have gone on to be movie franchises.
Wow.
Can you name the four shapes on the controller on the right side?
Circle.
Yes.
X.
Yes.
Triangle.
Yes.
Square.
Yeah, you got them.
Yes!
Nice. Good job.
Thank you.
PlayStation 2, of all the PlayStations, because I think we're up to five now, is the best-selling gaming device ever.
Number two?
PlayStation 2, because it came with a DVD player, and it was an easy price point, so people loaded up on them. 160 million units. Nintendo has two and three in that order. But PlayStation 2, the best of them all in terms of sales for gaming devices. And happy 30th birthday to the OG PlayStation. Wrapping up the nerd news with Balloon Tree.
What is this?
A hotel in England unveiled a unique holiday tradition and decoration. A 25-foot-tall Christmas tree made out of 100,000 balloons. The balloon Christmas tree, installed outside of Moore Hall Hotel and Spa in Sutton Coldfield, Birmingham, consists of 100,000 balloons and a transparent dome, like a snow globe, so it doesn't blow away.
Yeah.
A balloon artist named Naomi Spencer and proprietor of Balloon Color Blending came up with the idea as a charity, as a fundraiser. So you can sponsor a balloon for a certain amount of money, or you can purchase a memorial balloon to honor somebody, or for $165, you can put your brand on a balloon on the tree. So they did all of that fundraising on the front end before assembling the balloon. Why do you look like you're doubting me?
Because isn't this going to pop? It's December 5th.
It is in a climate-controlled snow globe. So it's good to go.
No, I've had kids' balloons before. This is not going to end well. The tree is going to be gone by Christmas.
There's 100,000 balloons. Nobody's going to notice if one or two pop.
You thought the business, whole thing, the one that's sponsored, they're going to know.
Where's my logo?
And if they play with it,
Play with the tree. You can't play with the tree.
Natural wear and tear.
The tree is contained in a snow globe-like environment. It's fine. It's fine.
There is no way this thing is making it to December
25th. It's fine. Why are you poo-pooing the balloon tree?
Because as a mother who has taken balloons home from farmers markets and any kids' event, I will tell you, this thing has a weekend tops. One weekend.
100,000 biodegradable balloons.
Either you throw it away or I throw it away.
It was designed by engineers and a team of blowers that'll blow it up.
Well, we'll see.
Either you throw it away or I throw it away. Wow.
It's going to shrink down. It's going to lose air. One of them's going to pop. It's going to scare you. You're going to cry. It's going to go up. It's going to hit the ceiling fan, and it's going to do that thing it does again.
It's going to ruin Christmas.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9. Time to head north. Way north. It's the Morning Scramble. Santa line. Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Busy, busy, busy day at the North Pole. Lots of energy in the workshop, in the barn, and we are also very excited that we have special Christmas wishes to hear from six little boys and girls. These two special families have been sending me messages for as long as I can remember. Let's start with Ellery and Riggs.
Hi, Santa. I'm Ellery. I'm 9 years old. I would really like some long nails for Christmas.
And I'm 3 years old. And
what's your name?
Riggs.
And what do you want?
A combine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you both, Ellery and Riggs, and a special Merry Christmas too to Grandma Patty, who was playing elf and helping Riggs along. Ellery, I remember some of your first Santa line wishes, and here you are, growing up before our very eyes and asking for long nails. And Riggs, you do love combines, don't you? You were so very happy in the fields this past October. It would be great for you to have a combine to play with all year long. And thank you both for saying thank you. Next up are Tobin and Lily.
Hi, Santa. My name is Tobin, and I'm 4 years old, and I want a monster truck and race top.
Santa, my name's Lillian, and I am 10 years old. I would like some face lotion, and thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Would you listen to that? More wonderful manners. Thank you both for saying thank you. That does help put you on the nice list. Tobin, what fun you'll have Christmas Day and all next year playing with a monster truck and race cars. And Lily, or should I say Lillian, your cheeks will be extra rosy and extra smooth this winter with some face lotion. Let me see what our personal care elves are recommending this year. And rounding out today's messages, let's hear from Charlie and Josie.
Hi, Santa. I'm Charlie. My age is 6 and a half, almost 7. And what I want for Christmas is decorations for my room. Thank you.
My name is Josie, and I'm four, and I want presents and dresses from my closet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Charlie and Josie, and thank you for your Christmas wishes. You both would like something for your rooms. I've noted decorations for you, Charlie, and princess dresses for your closet, Josie. I love that your gifts are so imaginative and will encourage all sorts of creativity when you use them. And again, with those thank yous, I tell you what, your families all get an A+ for good manners. That's all for now. More Santa line to come, I promise. Before I go, remind Grandma Patty that a few extra chocolate-covered cherries would be the perfect treat on Christmas Eve, if it's not too much trouble.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line, presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Happy holidays
from the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.